Hi, lover. Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple things before the episode started. And I'm going to use my regular big girl voice and not really my soft tone because I know you guys hear me every week, but I don't think you really hear me. Okay? So, one thing you're probably thinking, girl, why are you talking to me on a Tuesday? It's a freaking Tuesday. I've been wanting to change the day I released the podcast for a while. Did I remember that when season 3 started? No, but it's something that was in the back of my mind. So yeah, there you have it. We're posting on Tuesdays now, just because your feed is probably so flooded by new episodes every Friday. You need to see me. I see you, but do you see me? Okay, and more importantly, do you hear me? Which brings me back to my original point. Can you please leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcast? Even if you left one before. I see the numbers. I see you guys tuning in and listening every week. Can you please, I'm begging you, I'm on my knees. Can you please leave a rating and review for me, your girl, on Apple Podcasts? I would really love you down. I would love you down. And even more, if you have time today, go look at the merch. POV.plus, okay? POV.plus, go look at the merch. Go look at it. I swear to God, you're gonna love it, okay? If you don't leave the site with something in your cart, I owe you money, okay? But can you at least go look at it? Okay. I just wanted to make sure, like, you heard me. Because, like, you know, I went the production route. I made, like, a cute little commercial. I put cute music behind that. But, like, you bitches is really treating it like it's a theme song. You is not hearing me. Y'all is not hearing me. So I had to break out the accents. I had to break out the big girl tone. Go look at the merch. Leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. And share it with your friends and your family. Was there something that you resonated with? Share it. Okay? It's like, I love production. I love making things look all cutesy. But like, I get it also because like, when I listen back to it, do I hear a single word I'm saying? No, but I'm like, doodle, doodle, do. Doodle, doodle, do. Divine, sexy. It's giving, blah, 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 blah. First name, last name. Papa, okay, all right. So I had to pop in and be a little not demure, a little not cutesy for a minute, okay? Because I needed to get the point across, all right? All right. Thank you. Love you down. Bye.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
So on today's episode, we're going to talk about body neutrality and body positivity. And I'm basically going to talk to you about my journey with making peace with my body. And I felt like today would be a good time to talk about this because I put on this dress, this very bright green dress. And, you know, there's some rolls trying to escape out of here. I've been trying to nip and tuck and fold and bend and what have you. And, you know, it's just not giving what I want it to give. Although I know I look good, but it's like I kind of want to hide the realities of being a fatty. But we all know that you're fat, Divine. You're fat. okay? You're fat. You're a little fatty. You're a little roll. You just came out of the oven. You're steaming. You're round. You're plump. When they push on you, you go like the Pillsbury Doughboy. And, you know, you're cute and that's okay. It's not everybody's cup of tea and that's fine. But one thing you cannot do is hide that you are fat. Everyone has eyes, babe. And it's all right. There is nothing wrong with being fat. As you can already guess, I don't have a problem with the word fat. I've never been offended by being called fat because I've always been fat for my literal whole life. I've always been a fatty. And it's like, you know, people always like, don't say that. Don't say you're fat. And it's like, but what is the opposite of skinny? Fat. Like, I don't really find it offensive. Sometimes to hurt a skinny person's feeling, I will call them fat. And I know that it must hurt real bad coming from a fat person. Because I never really play that whole... This is such an aggressive start to an episode. I don't know. I've just always really hated it when skinny people or like mid-sized people are like, oh, I feel so fat. And I'm like, okay, I know what you're saying. You're saying you feel bloated, but you're not fat, babes. You're actually quite skinny. And if you're fat, then what am I? Morbidly obese, which, you know, maybe that is what I am. But I always, you know, make sure to do my due diligence to the fat community and say, yeah, you do look fat. That's crazy. You look fat today. You actually kind of looked fat yesterday, too. And I know it stings, but y'all, the lesson sinks in at that point. So the official definition of body neutrality is the ability to accept and respect your body, even if it isn't the way you'd like it to be. It's really giving grace to your body for everything that it does. And I think that also does kind of lead you into the space of liking your body. Because once you have respect for something, once you're able to acknowledge all that it does for you, you like it. So even if it's, you know, whatever issue you have with your body, I think body neutrality can give you a more positive outlook on yourself and your self-image. And I think those things are extremely important. Because then you can't be easily influenced. You know, I was on TikTok recently. Of course, everything stems from TikTok. And I saw a lot of the people that were talking about the fat liberation movement. Because, like, there's a couple of them, right? So if I forget anything, I'm sure I will be reminded. There was body positivity. Well, no, actually, there was self-love, right? Self-love. Body positivity. Fat positivity, fat liberation, and then body neutrality. So the one that I have issue with, okay, is the fat liberation movement. I have issue with some of the way some of these creators are wording the things that they're saying. Because it's very much giving militant. Like, a bitch can't lose 2 pounds? Goddamn. Y'all so goddamn strict over there. Literally, there was an influencer that was... I understand... Okay, hold on. Before I even get into this, I understand if an influencer loses a lot of weight. Let's talk about this. An influencer loses a lot of weight, and then all of a sudden, they're pushing... They're pushing a GLP-1 or a semaglutide on their audience. That is immoral, bitch. You might as well be Khloe Kardashian selling those, remember, appetite suppressant lollipops. We still ain't forgive her for it. So that I understand. But I've also seen people get extremely militant and angry about just somebody losing weight on their own, minding their business, and writing dissertations. Because, you know, there's that influencer, her name is N-A-O, I never know how to say it, Nao. And she, you know, she got vertical sleeve gastrectomy, and she's been losing a lot of weight. She looked good before, she looks good now. I don't have a version of this woman that I prefer, because goddamn, she's just plain out fine. I don't know. Like, you know how people be like, oh, I like her thicker, or I like her, you know, she lost a little weight, she looked good. I'm like, I would have take whatever she decides to give me, I would take it. And I would have loved it all the same. Okay. I would have been forlorn about that ass, whichever shape she decided to give me, to me, I'm telling you, okay? But I saw somebody on Twitter wrote a fucking dissertation to her, added her, at her, and was like, you used to be my body icon, and now you're losing all this weight. I can't believe you sold out. I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you did that. That's really what I have an issue with. Besides the fact that there are clear boundary problems here, parasocial and other. To put your entire self-image on how someone looks, when you know from experience how finicky your body is. So, and that grace not being given to somebody else, right? There's some people who get sick and they rapidly lose weight. Like I was listening to The Bald and the Beautiful, which is Trixie and Katya, the drag queens. It's their show, their podcast. Trixie lost weight, a lot of weight. And everybody was saying, oh, you look so good. Mama lost weight because she was sick. Okay. And that's something that I remember reading a story where this girl was saying, you know, she lost weight and everybody was congratulating her on it. She had fucking cancer. Okay. So one, not only you don't know what's going on in somebody's life. Second of all, people can feel uncomfortable in their body just because it is a fat body and it aligns with your movement doesn't mean somebody can't be uncomfortable in it. When it is how you feel, when it's not about how others feel about your body, when it is about how you feel in your comfort, and that comfort does not come from harming yourself, change what you want to change and don't feel bad because somebody else is telling you that it's wrong. They're not living in your body. They're not feeling the things that you feel. I know for me, I have never missed going to the gym, but I miss going to the gym. I really do, because I know that now my mental health is so fragile. If it used to be that I could go a whole week without taking my medication, and I'd be fine because I had a nice little endorphin release from going to the gym, from lifting weights, from chucking them weights around and pretending that I was fucking the Hulk or some shit. I really enjoyed that. That helped me. That gave me like really good life breath. You know, it made me feel very strong. I can't lift like I used to because of my fucking foot, which I damaged during a spin class. I don't want to talk about it. But I can't lift the way I used to. And I miss that release because now if I don't take this goddamn medication for one day, I'm on the fucking fritz. And I sound sad. My whole aura just changes. Like literally didn't take my meds for 2 days. And my sister, I was on the phone with her and she was like, are you okay? She was like, I hope you feel better. You don't really sound okay. You sound really sad. And I was like, I'm not sad. I just haven't taken my meds in 2 days. And now my mood has plummeted and I'm probably going through serotonin withdrawals. Like my hands were shaking and shit. And she was like, yeah, no, I'm taking meds. Immediately. Before that wouldn't have happened because I had something else to supplement those endorphins. I think my body journey has been, you know, it has its ups and downs. And I'm truly one of those people who I don't police what people do with their body. I don't care. If you're not hurting yourself and if you're not literally causing yourself pain and if you're not promoting a lifestyle that is very unhealthy, I don't really care what you do with your body. If you're happy being fat, be happy and fat. But if you're doing something like feederism, where, you know, if you don't know what that is, that's basically when like, it's like a kink thing where people will overfeed a fat person or, you know, they'll try to, because they enjoy watching a fat person get bigger. That I don't think is okay. I really don't think it's okay. Because, you know, a lot of the times these people die and they become bedridden and they die. And the same goes for the other side of things. If you're starving yourself and you're not eating and you're not taking care of your body, or if you're making yourself purge, if you're doing any of those things, then I'm like, okay, I'm not for that, obviously. But I think a lot of people, they kind of get swept up with this community, and they, you know, the fat positivity community, the body positivity community, all of that stuff. And the thing that I need a lot of people to realize is when it comes to community, you can find your community. But when your community is too reflective of you in general, you're not in a community anymore. You're in a cult. Okay? You're in a bit of a cult, babes, because you, and if that community starts kind of festering this feeling inside, especially if that community starts festering this feeling inside you, where people who disagree with you make you angry, where, you know, you have something to say about, you know, people who want to lose weight, people who are not necessarily comfortable in the way that they feel in their body. I started taking Hormone Harmony because the minute I turned 27, those easy breezy periods were a thing of the past. Suddenly, I was feeling down. I was struggling to feel comfortable in my body, and my sleep quality had even taken a hit. Now that I've been on Hormone Harmony for a minute, I can tell you that my sleep has gotten better. It's regulating my gassing and bloating, definitely reduced it, and it's helping to support my hormonal balance and regulation, which I'm telling you, as you get older, is so, so important. I and millions of other women can say that we are starting to feel like ourselves again. That is the biggest benefit of all of this. Happy Mammoth, the company that makes Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's life easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO and third-party tested. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com just by using the code POV at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code POV at checkout for 15% off today. I know for me, and I think this is true for everybody, I think some people just don't want to admit it, there is a weight that feels uncomfortable. Like, and it goes both ways, because I've had friends who've lost like a lot of weight, or maybe they'll lose like 20 or 30 pounds, and it's not intentional, but like they're too busy, they're not eating enough, or like they're burning more calories than usual. They'll lose weight and they'll be like, oh my God, I need to gain weight because I can feel all of my bones and I'm uncomfortable. And the same thing goes on the other end, I think. You get to a point where you gain a lot of weight, and I know this happens to me, where there's like one little piece of thigh that once I feel it, I just get so uncomfortable and I just don't like how my body feels at that point. And then typically that's when like I'll lose a couple pounds. But I think for me, one of the things is I don't eat a lot. I really don't. I mean, I have moments where I binge, and I think it's not often. It's really not often. And what I call a binge is not what other people call a binge at all. Because when I say binge, I mean like I'm not eating two chicken Chick-fil-A meals. I'm not doing that. To me, a binge is like having a big breakfast, a big lunch, and a big dinner. That to me is like way too much food for me. That's for my body because I know how I feel. Like I'm somebody who, like, I'm fine with a big dinner, maybe. Like, I'm good with one big meal, but sometimes I'll have like a huge, like a lot of, like three big meals. And I'm like, girl, you feel like shit. Like the other day I ate a whole Chipotle bowl and I felt like shit because I had Chick-fil-A that morning. And I was like, I feel this is too much for me. So what I consider, you know, from my body is too much is not necessarily somebody else's too much. I just know that I'm at a point now where my body is going to have a hard time digesting that. And I'm going to be shitting myself for at least 2 days. I'm not really going to want to eat anything for like a day and a half. So that's my issue with my body. Or that's my, you know, my problem that I have. That's not everybody's problem. But for me to sit here and fix my mouth and talk about getting mad at somebody because they've lost weight or they're on a semaglutide or they're on Ozempic or whatever, I'm not listening to you. I will say, though, the other day, I thought this was a myth in the wild because all the people I know who are on Ozempic, semaglutide, Mounjaro, myself included for a short amount of time, they are fat. They're obese. We're fatties, okay? But I did run into my first pair of skinny people on Ozempic, and that was a little confusing. It was a little shocking. I can't say I agree with it because they looked too thin. They look like bobbleheads. And then I was like, okay, so this is not a myth. This is real. There are, and I thought like it was just a celebrity thing, but then I met normal people who, I thought it was just a celebrity thing. And then I met normal people who were thin and on Ozempic, and I just kind of could not wrap my head around it. I'm not even going to lie to you. Because everybody else I know that's on it is like pretty overweight, like 100 pounds overweight. But I don't really, this is the thing. Like, I think some people just, they either have a harder time losing weight or their body just doesn't burn as many calories or whatever. There are so many reasons why somebody might be bigger. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I really don't. If you are not harming yourself, if you are not like binging, if you're not doing any of those things, I don't have a problem with it. But I think for me, being a person of the internet, a child of the internet, having grown up with the internet, girl, I was there for the pro Anna on the Tumblrs, and I was there for the pro fats on Instagram and TikTok, and people losing their shit over somebody else's choice over their body. I don't think some people realize how much policing they are doing with how much they watch what other people are doing. And they're saying, oh, you're being a bad person. You're doing this, you're doing that. Well, I could say the same thing. You're so happy about being fat and you're pretty fat. I can say that because I'm a fatty too. You're pretty fat and you're so happy about being fat and you're telling people that it's fine to be fat. That's fine. But if somebody's watching that and they, not everybody is going to be able to digest your message in the way that you intend them to. Because some people will watch that and they will be dangerously close to losing a foot from the sugars. And they'll be like, oh, no, it's fine. I'm good. Look at how big she is. I'm nowhere near that. But it's like you have to focus on yourself. Your A1C is through the roof, sweetheart. The doctor finna take your foot off and put it in a bag and shake it in front of your face like he's seasoning it with popcorn. And they told you that. You cannot compare yourself to somebody else just because they're bigger and they have a higher tolerance. Their sugars, their glucose, whatever, has a higher tolerance. You cannot really consider, like, you cannot compare yourself to that because that is not your body. That person has however many decades of medical history to refer to and to know what works for them and what doesn't. So it's like in the same breath as somebody's judging somebody else for doing a semaglutide or doing Ozempic or whatever, somebody could be saying the same thing about you, about how carefree you are with your calorie intake because, you know, they don't know your history, you don't know theirs. So it's a lot of stuff that, like, people always want to be the white knight with the message. And I think a lot of people don't realize that that message can go either way. Okay. That's one thing I think about a lot is I think there's so much influence when it comes to our bodies, but a lot of that influence, we contribute to it on a daily basis. I contribute to the influence of how people perceive their bodies because I get comments all the time about girls talking about, oh, you have the, you know, you have, what do they be saying? They be saying, I have a ratio body where at least I have fat arms. My arms aren't skinny. My tits aren't too small. My tits are big. I don't have an apple shape. I have an hourglass, whatever. So it's like, just by existing, unfortunately, because somebody else is looking at you, there is a pretense set to what a good body looks like in every category. There's a good body, there's a good look when you're model skinny, when you're normal size, when you're mid size, when you're plus size, when you're extra fat. There is always something that people hold up to a higher standard because it is, in one way or another, closer to the ideal pre-created, pre-baked patriarchal body standard. So you're always going to have something to compare yourself to. And at the end of the day, sorry to be a bitch and say it, if you don't like what you see, you have to be in a mentally stable place to fix it. And if you fix it because you want to and because because, you know, some people, they go get plastic surgery, baby, they can't stay off that Tabor, okay? Because you're not mentally there. You're not mentally well enough for that. But if it's something that's bothering you so much and you hate your apple-shaped body or your pear-shaped body, or even I see some people hate their hourglass body.
You could have the ideal body. You could have the perfect look. You could have that hourglass figure. If you don't like what's in here, you are never gonna like what's out here, okay? And I think the first step before you decide that you want to change the way you look, that you want to change the way you look with surgery, something super permanent, you need to like yourself first. You need to genuinely like yourself. And I don't mean tolerate yourself. I mean, you love this body. You love this body down because this body has gotten you through so much. This body carries you through the day. This body plumps blood through your plumpy behind. You know, this body takes care of you and it feeds you and it nourishes you and it does everything. You need to be able to like yourself. You need to be able to, for me, it's I am able to flaunt my body. I love this body down. You know how I used to not be able to show my arms? I used to not be able to show my arms. I used to not wear short skirts because I was made to feel ashamed of my body for a very long time. And from where did we get that? The mother. You know, it happens. The mothers and the aunties and the you know, the Caribbeans and whatnot. And it got to the point where I was like, I've never hated my arms. I don't have a problem with my arms. I had a problem that you had a problem with my arms. You made me feel insecure about my arms, about my thighs, about my ham hocks. And at the end of the day, that is indeed your problem and not mine. So that's not my cross to carry. That's not my burden to have. I'm going to show off these ham hocks. I'm going to show off these Jiggly Wigglies because I don't care. It is hot. I want to wear a tank top. I'm going to be fine in my body. And the funny thing is, nobody cares. No one cares. And it's always amazing to me that the people who do care always have a huge dislike with themselves. And it's like, I can't help you with that. You can project as much as you want, but that's your problem at the end of the day. I go home and I hug my arm fat. I hug my thick thighs. I tuck my hand underneath my gut to keep it warm when it's real cold. I can do that. I got built-in oven mitts, baby. What do you have? Depression, self-hatred, shame. So it's like, I can't help you with that. I'm so sorry. That's not my cross to bear. And the minute that I decided that I, at this moment, get the chance to build a relationship with my body on my terms, with each of my four limbs in the middle and the two milk jugs, I have the option to feel how I want to feel. Oh, I forgot, and the ass. I have the option to feel how I want to feel about them. If I empty my brain of all of the mean things that people have said about me, of all the weird looks I've gotten because of my body, if I clear all of that out and I empty it out, empty brain, no thoughts, I get to remake the rules of how I feel towards my body. I like my butt, dimples and all. A shelf and all. I like my shelf, my little built-in shelf. I like my tatas. Really, I do got perfect titties, though. They perfectly round. Nipples are very good spacing. You know, I have perfect tits. I can't deny that. There's never been an insecurity there. I like my arms. I like zit. You know, I like this. You know, especially when I squeeze it in a little and I... Ooh, and I give cunt, you know? Like, I don't have a problem with my body. I really don't. And that's because I think I've gotten older. I realize what matters. If I'm 28 years old, at my grown age, you want me to be insecure about what? But no. I'm not doing it. It's not happening. There are so many more things to worry about. You know what I'm worried about right now? Buying a house. The economy. My 401k, my Roth, Jorge. That's what I'm worried about. You want me to be insecure about my body? That's done nothing but allow me to live and breathe and eat and sleep and fuck and run and jump and swim. You want me to have problems with that? You're trying to make me feel insecure about that? Nigga, worry about your life. Worry about your finances. Worry about literally anything else besides what I got going on in this lard machine. Worry about anything else. Because you know what? When I die and my body starts to decay, I will at some point be 130 pounds. So you can't ever tell me, you know, I was never skinny. Half of my body might have to decay, but that's neither here nor there. Okay? So, you know, I really like that I love my body. It's made everything so much easier. It's made me a happier person. I don't feel small anymore. I allow myself to take the space that I live within because I was put on this earth to take space. And if you have a problem with that, I'm going to punch you in the throat. And that's not my problem to bear again. Like, you are here to live and breathe and feel joy and all of these positive emotions. The negativity that you feel about your body, about the way your shape is or the way your weight carries, about whatever insecurity there is that you have attached to yourself, that is not yours to keep. That is some old dude that got way too deep in women's business and, you know, put that thought in women's heads. And he didn't even have to do much work because women just continue to replicate those negative things over and over and over. Our mothers say it to us. Our grandmothers say it to us. And it's not until these old ladies are fucking old as shit that they're like, I wish I spent less time hating my body because I looked fine. They're like, I wish I spent less time, you know, caring how I looked. I wish I did the things that they regret doing are never the vanity. They never regret not wearing or wearing makeup. Okay. The things they regret are about, I wish I spent more time with this person. I wish I expressed myself more. I wish I did this. I wish I did that. It's like, sure, you know, your body, it really does affect, it affects how you live your life. But that's not, just because I'm fat doesn't mean I don't have a whole life. I have a very whole life. I go on walks. I go on hikes. I be running a little bit. I swim. I like to do those things. I take care of my body doing those things. I do yoga. I do Pilates. I do a little bit of dancing. You know, I do a little bit of everything I want to do because that's my prerogative. When I feel like I need to move my body, I move my body. You know what's so crazy? Yesterday I went to the doctor and hold on, because I need to talk about this. Hold on. Yesterday I went to the doctor and why she did not ask me if I was sexually active? It wasn't the doctor. It was one of the nurses that was taking my information. I think she looked at me and she was like, oh, nobody's fucking this fatty. She did not ask me if I was sexually active. I took a little bit of offense to that because I needed to get a pregnancy test. And I also needed to get, you know, my STD panel done. She didn't ask me that. I literally had to ask. Like, I asked my doctor. I was like, when she finally came in, she was such a cutie. And she was like, sure. Y'all, why when this lady come back in the room, she's so... She couldn't, I don't know, like, you know, when you're trying to open and close a door at the same time and you're just a little awkward. So there's a little bit of hesitance. I guess that's what was going on. So she opened the door and she was like, we got your pregnancy test back. And she's like, like trying to get through the door. My heart fell to my badussy at that point. Cause I was like, don't you be trying to mentally prepare me for shit, girl. Cause it's
going away. It's going away, okay, girl.
So finally she gets her little ass in the room and I'm like, it's what? And she was like, oh, it's negative. I was like, why would you take so long to tell me that? She was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like stuck in between the door. It was the whole thing. I was like, you almost had to resuscitate me. She was like, yeah, everything's negative. You're good. I was like, oh, thank you for that little heart attack. But anyways, the point of that was they took my blood pressure, they took my blood sugar, they took my cholesterol. What's the other one that they do? It's something else, my A1C. I am undoubtedly the fattest I've ever been. I have a foot injury. I've not been able to work out since March. Okay, fun little foot injury. I fractured one of my metacarpals in my foot. I think that's what they're called, your metacarpals. I fractured one of them and then, and actually it started off because I had turf toe. I definitely pulled the ligament in my big toe, so my big toe's been numb since then. And because I'm overcompensating for the fact that that toe is hurting, I ended up fracturing one of my metacarpals because I put so much fucking pressure on it. Okay, so I went for that amongst like a regular checkup. And so she did all of my stuff, whatever. And I haven't been able to work out. I know I've gained some weight, even though like I've been managing what I'm eating. I know that I've been making healthier food choices, all of that stuff. But I have PCOS, so good luck, bitch. So she's like reading me my numbers, whatever. She was like, your cholesterol is great. She was like, it's the lowest it's ever been since I've been going to this doctor, and it's been 5 years. She was like, your A1C is the lowest it's ever been since coming here. She was like, you were pre-diabetic. Now you're nowhere near that. Like, you're actually on the low end of your A1C. So she was like, good job on that. And I'm like, that's really weird because like, I'm pretty sure I weigh the most I've ever weighed. And she was like, yeah, but you know, these things, it doesn't matter. She was like, sure, like you might have more fat in your body, but she was like, you could be skinny and you're eating so much sugar and your body is not digesting it correctly, that you are diabetic. You're a type 2 diabetic. And she was like, and you're nowhere near that. So, you know, we celebrate that. And I was like, great. Thank you. And I think a lot of the times, like, people look at a fat person and they just automatically assume that you are, you know, extremely unhealthy. You know, your body changes. It reacts differently to everything that you put it through. And I think the least we can do is just be thankful that it's actually fucking working. Okay? That's about it. I feel like I didn't really cover a lot about body neutrality, and I just kind of ranted about a lot of stuff. If I think of anything else, I'll throw it in there. I feel like it's not that complicated of a concept, is it? Like, am I crazy for that? I don't know. Anyways, love yourself, enjoy your body, live, laugh, love. Don't let these bitches make you feel bad about yourself. You are fine, you are sexy, you are cute, okay? And if you weren't, God would have smited you a long time ago. But you is, so you here. So enjoy it. Bye.